The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay. It's Tuesday, and what an incredibly busy day. I just get up in the morning, and like many of you, it's a morning that is met with, if you don't dream about it, a feeling of, I don't know, I guess you could say depressed feeling, feeling of dread, feeling of great sorrow about the potentials that lie ahead. Potentials, we can't prove it, we'll have to wait and see. But all honest indicators point to the strong possibility that in the next 4 years, a lot of people are going to come down with catastrophic diseases and die, or be on their way out at the end of 4 years. Cancer especially, many other things. This is very much like AIDS. If you remember, AIDS patients are open to what they say are over 30 hallmark infections. These are major infections and diseases of the body because they have no immune systems. The latest we have on this vaccine is quite simply that it will suppress and crush our God-given innate immune systems to the extent that we will no longer have one. Now, if that's the case, there are things that some of us who know can do to help if we have been vaccinated. This is a direct result of the vaccination, according to, again, all the data that I've been able to read and synthesize, and many of you have done the same. If we end up with those of us who have been vaccinated, say we didn't know and we got vaccinated, there are things to be done, and I think that obviously Allison C. is one that is going to save a lot of lives. Carnivora.com is going to save a lot of lives. We're also finding out now that there is a protein called P53, which is the body's own natural protein that blocks tumors and retards tumors. One of the key reasons why we all don't get cancer, although we are about to cross that threshold too, but this P53 enzyme has been key in keeping us cancer-free, those of us who are cancer-free. Now, that is allegedly being largely quashed by the vaccine. It's a complex issue. But when I saw that, and I understood immediately that this is another indicator that this is incredibly well planned, this whole thing. And I think what their plan is, now it's blatantly obvious, they're going to simply take people's immune competency away from them, and people are going to get sick, and they're going to die. It won't be able to be pointed directly to the vaccine. The vaccine did it, and you're not going to hear that. You're going to hear other things. The media will lie, and why is this outbreak of cancer happening? Why all these major dozens, over 30 hallmark diseases? When you have no immune system, you're screwed. You're done. Now, again, I'll repeat this, not a sales pitch. Allison C., Carnivora are going to play a key role in keeping, I think, a lot of people alive in the very near years to come. There's much to talk about because the situation is rapidly evolving, or devolving, however you want to look at it. We've got some great stories going up tonight. 31 Reasons Why I Won't Take the Vaccine. That's a good one. But two came out of Australia. And let me ask my girlfriend in Maine, Charlotte, dear, did you get those videos or did you look at those two?
Yeah, I did. I sent you an email, and they are so unreal that I can't think of any country that ever over something so minor like a mask,
mask, right.
Would behave in such a, I think, satanic way.
Agreed. Let me tell our listeners real quick.
Yes, yeah.
It's a fast food restaurant in Australia. Your email did not get through yet. Restaurant in Australia. Kids in there, teenagers, having fast food. Well, the video opens, and one of the girls is standing up, and behind her is this thug who works there. He's got his forearm around her throat. He's choking her out, all right? Her face is clearly dark red. He's got her throat choked off. He starts to push her toward the door. She can't walk and loses consciousness. And he just simply lets her go, and she falls flat on her face, full body weight, on the ground. Then he comes around behind her. He doesn't give a crap about her. He picks her up by the belt and by the back of her shirt, picks her up like dead weight, like luggage at an airport, drags her to the front doors, obviously, and threw her out. This is not a human being. This is a sub-animal. This is not a human being. Now, go ahead, Charlotte. I mean, when I saw that, it was... I'll put those up shortly. You'll see them.
Well, they're just awful. I mean, I was so... All I can say is that the people that are running this show... I mean, the problem is, you understand this, and so do I. What we're looking at has nothing to do with reality. It's all been cooked up. And if it's a common cold, as Dr. Day, Lorraine Day has said, and she's a surgeon. Yeah. I'm sending you that right now, Dr. Day.
Lorraine's great. I know Lorraine and I go way back.
I'm sure you go along with her all along. I mean, she's with us on every single issue. And was she 84 years old now? And I wish I looked like that. I don't know. I think she looks pretty darn good. But, I wonder how many other people I have seen it so clearly as I have. I've had a rough 10 years that have been very strange, huh? And I couldn't figure out a lot that was going on. It just didn't make sense in my own life, having, the first, 80 years of my life. I had a lot of things happening, break-ins, attempted murders, all stuff all over the world. But nothing ever, I think it's important to say this. I've never looked at anything that has happened in my life going on, whether it was personal or it was going on around the world or in a country or whatever, that was so unique. I'm taking into consideration all the world wars and Korea, Vietnam, everything going on up until the year, say, 1990. A lot started after 2000. But I immediately see this as, and I'm sure a lot of people out there are saying, well, she thinks she's the only one. I've been thinking that, too, but I don't dare say anything. Huh? This is a satanic operation.
No question. And you don't have to be religious to understand that.
No, you don't.
Dear friends, there is good and there is evil. And this is pure evil.
I couldn't agree. I don't think you have to be religious at all. To see, what you have to see is that this is unique in the history of the world, I think.
Greatest fraud, greatest hoax ever perpetrated against an otherwise informed public on the planet's surface ever. Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest fraud. And they they planned this out so well for years using supercomputer modeling. They modeled everything. They knew what the response would be. They knew how much they could get away with. They understood all of it. They knew.
Well, you see, Jay Kozak, you know, his book, it's really, he's been here. He's a great guy. He was here for 2 weeks helping me. Unbelievable. Came from Chicago. Has done all these things that I just, at this point in time, cannot get done. And if you read his book, you know, on the global school, he's got it. That's, you see, he's looking at that. It's really frightening.
Uh-huh.
If they are involved in changing the human being. You know, the reset.
Right.
And I mean, that in itself, you see, how many normal human beings, in fact, how many of the normal human beings are going to understand that? Some of us, you know, do understand it, like half, I'd say half the world's population doesn't like this at all. They smell this dirty, filthy rat, all these rats who have no heart. No soul. They understand that. But nobody dares really look at it that way because this is the first time we've ever had an enemy like this. You know, usually you could go to war and try to beat them, and of course all the wars are planned anyway. But, you know, you could do something. But with COVID and the reset and all, yeah, we can't do anything. And this is psychologically killing. For all of us, I mean, I know your listeners think, I would imagine they're having the same reaction I have. You know, you have this reaction, you want to do something that you've done all your life. It's normal. It's almost like brushing your teeth. And maybe they'll get at that one soon. But all of a sudden you realize, I can't. You know what I mean? Haven't you?
Of course I know what you mean. Oh, yeah,
Jeff?
Of course.
What?
Sure. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're right. You're totally correct.
Well, that's the most horrible feeling.
It's a terrible feeling.
I'm older,
now,
so what?
Okay, imagine that feeling and then roll it into the feeling that people now, and they don't even understand the depth and length of the damage that has been done to them psychologically, socially, for the rest of their lives by being forced to wear masks. The mask is such a devastating tool of oppression. It's abuse beyond measure. And when you put those on a little child, you forfeit all rights to be called, I think, an honest, competent, decent human being. You don't do that to children. Child abuse is the worst.
You're right. And, you know, I think that anybody who knows anything about the communist Chinese brainwashing, the books that have been written on that, wonderful ones, one guy that he's not a professor, but a great expert on Chinese communist brainwashing because he was out there with the Korean guys. You know, they did the movie with Frank Sinatra. And that's where we thought that was just a movie. No. This is what we're looking at. We've never had this before. We've never had massive brainwashing. And that's why half the people that are just, you know, walking right into the horror story without questioning and saying we're all crazy, they are our old-time liberal friends who don't believe us and we're all conspiracy mongers and this and that and all. You know, these are the same people. They don't know their history. They just go along and this is very serious because we don't hate them. I don't. I mean, I like a lot of those people. Look at some of those people who were on my list who said don't email me anymore. I'm not saying I dislike them. I'm saying that all along, they're perfect. They're prime for that. They're whatever you call it. I would have been surprised if that group of Americans hadn't reacted the way they have. What do you think? I mean, really, these people. Well, we've all been dumbed down, so it was pretty equal, huh?
But no, there's no question. Charlotte, anybody who stares at the television and thinks that they're being informed is being brainwashed into oblivion.
It's terrible. I watch a lot of it now because, you know, I can't go out. I hate it. I cannot stand the news anymore. I can't even stand Fox News. I mean, because they will put stuff in there that I know is not true, that CNN is mouthing off on, too. And my personality just can't take it much longer. I mean, it's a protective thing that God gives us.
Sure. Well, it's like an immune system. We are born with one of the most marvelous, incredibly sophisticated, wide-open immune systems. Yep. It does not exclude anything. It'll tackle anything that's not supposed to be in your body. This
very good.
Unqualified attack on foreign elements in our system is a miracle. It's a miracle, our immune system. People don't understand that. And now it's being taken away from us. That's the end result. One of the direct results of this experimental, genetically altering injection. It's not a vaccine. That's one of the biggest lies ever. It is not a vaccine. People are going to pay with their lives for this. Many already have. They say here around the CDC admits around 2,500 dead, and I don't know, is it 20,000 with injuries? Multiply both of those by 5 or 10 and you might be close. Okay? They're lying. We know they lie. They lie all the time.
Jeff, I sent this to you, but I know you know Lorraine Day. A lot of your listeners do. But they really ought to, you ought to get this out again. I'm sure, maybe you have it up there. I don't know.
I've got
the link. I sent it to you.
I got you one better.
Nothing but a common cold. Now, she's 84. She's a very, very credentialed surgeon, doctor, who has always understood the vaccine thing, right? And this is a remarkable interview. It's very long. It's not often that I will listen to something for an hour and a half.
Right.
But this is very, very important. I sent you the link.
I have it. Hold on. I can do you one better here. I'm ready to roll. Lorraine has been on this program in years past, maybe 100 times. I don't know, an awful lot. But she is just as sharp now as she was 20, 25 years ago, if not more, because her wisdom quota has expanded and grown. She's synthesized everything. But here's Lorraine. We'll listen for a couple of minutes, and I think this is very appropriate.
Good.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Hold on.
First of all, the coronavirus is a totally innocuous virus. It causes nothing but the common cold. It causes nothing but the common cold. It doesn't even cause the flu. Doctors are saying it's a flu virus. No, it is a virus that causes the common cold. Common cold is different from the flu. When you have a common cold, you might have the sniffles, you might have a stuffed up head or sinuses. Usually, people don't go to bed with the common cold. When you have the flu, frequently you're nauseated, you may be vomiting, you may have diarrhea, and people frequently do go to bed for a few days with the flu. However, both of these, the common cold and the flu, are self-limiting diseases. Self-limiting meaning that you're sick a few days and then you get well. You don't really need any treatment. Your body can get you well. Okay, now, measles, mumps, chicken pox, and all of these childhood diseases are also all self-limiting diseases. They need no treatment. They need no vaccines. Now, if you look on the World Health Organization, I haven't looked in the last few days, but it used to say, last week, it said that the coronavirus causes the common cold. It said that on the World Health Organization website. Okay? Now, They picked the coronavirus. Very important. First of all, you don't develop immunity to the common cold because there are many, many common cold viruses. So there is no need, because this is a self-limiting disease and the common cold doesn't kill anybody. Then people say, well, what are all these people dying from then that they have coronavirus? They're dying from all the things that people usually die from, heart disease, cancer, high blood pressure, stroke. They're dying from those things. The doctors are just being forced to put coronavirus on everything, and the hospitals are getting paid more for doing it. The coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. Nobody needs to wear a mask for anything. Nobody has to social distance. Nobody has to stay home. This is all a con job. A total con job. And the reason they're doing it is to, first of all, to show they can. They have shut the whole world down for the common cold just to show that they can. Now, why did they pick the coronavirus? Because there are other viruses that cause the common cold, rhinoviruses and respiratory syncytial viruses and all that. But they picked the coronavirus. And this is the reason. As we discussed before, I think we discussed the empire of the city, which means three cities run the world.
Okay. I'm going to hold it right there. We're going to take our break and come right back, and we're going to find out why she's saying that they picked, why they picked the coronavirus. There's so many different coronaviruses. Every cold is the coronavirus, okay? Everybody should know that by now, especially you people. Hold on. Be right back. Okay, here we are back, and let's go right back to Dr. Lorraine Day. Here we go.
The city of London, not the big city of London, but a 1 mile square in London where the Rothschilds hold forth, that's called the city. And then, of course, there's the Vatican, which is a city of its own. These cities are not have no responsibility to any country. They make their own laws. So the Vatican will be the controller of the one world religion, because what they're doing now is they're bringing in a one world government, a one world communist government. America is now communist.
Yeah.
People don't know it. America is communist. So the city of London will control the finances of the world. They already control the money supply of 192 of 195 countries in the world. So they've already got it. Now, the third city is Washington, D.C., which is also a city of its own, which has no rules from the United States. It makes its own rules, and it is the military arm of the Rothschilds. That's why we are going into every country and terrorizing them and taking over those countries so the Rothschilds can own the natural resources and the money supply. So, now the royal family in London is not the crown. The City of London and the Rothschilds is a corporation which is called the Crown. That is the name of their corporation. So what virus did they pick?
Corona.
The Crown virus.
Wow. Also, in the Kabbalah, which is their religion, the sorcery, know, on the top Sephiroth tree, that's Keter, which is crown, which is corona,
That's why they picked that. You see?
Wow.
And they pick the cold virus because there are so many cold viruses, nobody develops immunity, so they can keep doing this over and over and over and over again.
Wow. Interesting. So they can keep vaccinating every year because they're already talking about that.
They do it over and over and over again. But it causes nothing. Now, the other thing is there's no evidence that being 6 feet away actually makes you more well. This is the first time in the history of humanity since creation that the well people have been quarantined.
Yeah.
You only quarantine sick people.
Right.
They're quarantining well people.
Incredible.
Now, if masks work, why do you have to be 6 feet apart? And if being 6 feet apart works, why do you have to wear a mask?
Right.
For 100 years, we surgeons have been wearing masks in the operating room to protect the patient from our breath.
Right.
And we are 18 inches away from a massive, open, bloody wound that is totally susceptible to any bacteria or viruses we might be breathing out. And a mask protects the patient and has for 100 years protects the patient 18 inches away. There is no reason at all for 6 feet social distancing. Zero. They are doing it because they can. What does Satan like? He likes control.
Yes.
What does the Illuminati, the Jewish Illuminati, want? Control.
Yes.
And so they're all laughing at us because they said, look how we can control them. However, the last laugh, as I'll tell you later on, will be against them. The last laugh will be against them. But so the coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. But they want to scare everybody, and they have done a wonderful job of it because people are sheep and they don't think for themselves. And they've been dumbed down by everything that has happened in the last 100 years, where they have destroyed the Americans' health and their ability to think with fast food, processed food, vaccinations, fluoridation of the water, all of these things. They have destroyed America's ability to have health and to think by all of these things. So Americans are terrified. So they're going to make these vaccinations mandatory. They're going to make you accept a vaccination of poisons into your body.
Now, we're going to get back to that in just a minute. They are also,
she's
brilliant. No, she's got it all. What they're going to do is separate and segregate our society on yet another level, not just a political level. Everybody saw liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not the emotional button that they're going to push is the button between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The vaxxed part of the populace is going to begin to hate the unvaxxed portion. I guarantee
Absolutely.
It. This is, and
Absolutely.
Furthermore, their plan is to use this highly emotional tool to destroy what's left of the American family. It will tear it apart in most cases. Not all.
Oh, it's already doing that.
You got it. You got it. They have planned this out, as I said, so well with supercomputer modeling. This is utterly satanic, as you mentioned. No question about it. Here's Lorraine again.
And so when they do that, they're going to kill you. That's their method of killing you, as well as the famines that they're going to have, because the famines are going to, they're already plowing under the farms. They're already closing down the meat packing plants. They're already closing down, killing cows and closing down the dairy farms and all those things like that. So these are all mentioned in Daniel and Revelation, famines, pestilence, which is worldwide, pandemics, real or fake, and, inflation. Remember, it said that you will spend actually a year's supply of income for a small amount of food, because food will become so expensive. Food is already going up.
Yeah.
So this is all the beginning of the end. And so
Now, that's a very, very difficult and sci-fi sounding, unbelievable statement. But I firmly believe that it's correct. And I'm sorry to say it. I grew up, many of you listening grew up, I experienced the 50s, the 60s, and I remember. That's why they want to get rid of old people.
Oh, yeah.
They remember. Now, younger people, generation Gen X, then Gen Z, and what comes after Gen Z? Gen Zero, I guess. Somebody wrote in yesterday. Thank you for that. I would call it Gen Zombie. Because they don't know, they're not going to know anything. They will do what they're told. They're going to be drooling, reactive morons, zombies.
They already are.
Correct. All right, here we go back to Lorraine.
Nothing is going to go back. We're not going to take America back, because this is not about taking America back. This is about deciding who you believe in. You see, this is bringing communism into America and into the whole world. They're just wrapping it up. America has been a communist country for a long time, and yet Americans think we're free. 9 of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been in effect in our government for many years. The only one that's not in effect completely is abolition of private property, and all they have to do is raise the property tax to do that, so you can't afford it. So we have been a communist nation for a long time, and yet Americans are so unaware of what's been going on. They think we're free. You're not a free country if they can confiscate you and put you into the military where you can get killed by going to war to conquer countries so the Rothschilds can steal their natural resources. You are not a free country. And they've been doing that. They've had the draft since World War II, maybe World War I. They had the draft in the Vietnam War. We've had constant wars. We had World War I starting in 1914 to 1918. We had World War II, 41 to 45. We had the Korean War, I think, started in 1950 to 53, just 5 years after World War II ended. We had the Vietnam War, which went on from 1955 to 1975. And then when they passed the anti-terrorism bill, we've had constant war since then. And war is also part of what the Bible says they'll use to kill us. And Bernard Baruch said, you know, war has not been effective in killing enough people. So we've got to have pandemics, and we've got to have famine and all that, because we've got to kill these people.
This isn't Bernard Baruch. For you younger listeners, was one of the most wealthy men in of all men or women in the last century. He was a kingmaker. Bernard Baruch bailed out that despicable Winston Churchill twice. He owned Winnie. He took Winnie to Black Friday on the New York Stock Exchange and let Winnie watch this whole orchestrated crash of 1929 happen. So, look, it's all controlled.
5.5 billion of it.
All right, here we go.
50 to 53, just 5 years after World War II ended. We had the Vietnam War, which went on from 1955 to 1975. And then when they passed the anti-terrorism bill, we've had constant war since then. And war is also part of what the Bible says they'll use to kill us. And Bernard Baruch said, you know, war has not been effective in killing enough people. So we've got to have pandemics, and we've got to have famine and all that, because we've got to kill these people. And they plan to kill 5.5 billion of us by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
10 years.
I would say that's a generous number.
It may be,
if we follow the Deagle.com projections, it's by 2025, a lot of people will be gone. I think she's correct, though. The full tally of dead will probably be known by 2030. But many people are going to come down. Now, here's how insidiously satanic this is. As people lose their immune competence and begin to be afflicted by these 30 hallmark diseases that AIDS patients do, and this is really COVID-AIDS is what it is. It really is. There are HIV genetic components in the COVID virus. How did they get there? Did they walk in? No, they were put there. So, okay, as people get sick, what happens? The simple truth is they go to their doctor. If they are diagnosed with cancer, they begin immediately to be worth to the medical establishment about $1 million in treatment costs and all the rest of the bullshit, that goes with it. So they are making a fortune by exterminating most of the planet's civilian and human populations. Think about it. They're going to get rich by genocide. This is how sick and psychotic, and, well, they're not psychotic in the sense that they're incompetent. They're psychotic in the sense that they're evil. This is how evil they are. Here, let's go back.
That's Georgia Guidestones. That's where it says, on Georgia Guidestones.
Okay, now this, the interviewer is mentioning the Georgia Guidestones. I cannot tell you how many people who I consider to be intelligent don't know anything about the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah,
they were put up in 1980. 1980, that's 20, that 20 and 20 is the last time I looked. It's over 40 years, and nobody has gotten the message. The message is up there in 8 different languages, maybe it's 9, on all these big slabs. They're stone slabs. They've been carved in there in 8 different languages, telling everybody who wants to read what the hell they're going to do to us. It's all there. It's nothing new. This is old news. But the tragedy of it is, the heartache of it is to have to watch it happen. It's just awful. And no, there's nothing that we can do about it. We've been suckered with this left-right political paradigm lie forever.
Absolutely.
When we died, America died on Christmas Eve, 1913, when the corrupt, bribed Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act. We died then. That's when America died. The Roosevelt administration, FDR, that communist sleazeball dupe, had an administration that was full, and nobody knows this better than Charlotte Isherby, full of communists.
I know.
Harry Hopkins. Go look, go read. And if you want to read the truth, this is simple. It's 120 pages. Read Major Jordan's diaries.
Oh,
Major
what a
Jordan's
gem.
Diaries. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's his testimony before Congress. You must read it. All right, let's go back here for another couple minutes, then we'll wrap it up with Charlotte here. Talking about listening to Dr. Lorraine Day, if you just joined us.
Georgia Guidestone says that, but there are many other places that talk about killing. There are many. I am writing a book now, and I've got all of these roadmaps that show exactly what they're going to do. Like I say, George Bush Sr. first mentioned a new world order on September 11 of the year 1990. That was before 2001. September 11, which is obviously has to be an occult number. Mm-hmm. And so he did that for the first time.
9/11, no coincidences, all planned, and they laugh in our faces about it. Got it? Okay.
Biden wrote a whole essay on the road to a new world order. Joe Biden, years ago.
Wow.
Years ago. And so all of these people are talking, have been talking about this for many years. That's where they're going. And so this is just kind of the cleaning up, because all of these great dignitaries have talked about, like Prince Philip said, I'd like to come, when I die, I'd like to come back as a germ. Yeah. And I'd like to infect a whole lot of people, because we've got to get rid of all these people. Now, interestingly enough, you know, a year ago, we were a terrible person if we used a disposable plastic bag, because we've got to save the earth.
Right.
Right? They can't use these disposable plastic bags. However, now they're all back.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery stores, they're back, because they have a different agenda now. The different agenda is we're going to kill you with vaccinations. So the new vaccinations that they're going to force everybody to get will be messenger RNA vaccinations. And I've said from the very beginning, they already have the vaccination made. They don't have, it takes 5.2 years to bring a vaccine to market. But now they're already testing some people with these vaccines from an organization, a drug company called Moderna.
Yeah.
And so, and these people are getting very sick.
Yes.
Okay. But the mRNA vaccines will not only contain all the bad stuff of every other vaccine, like mercury, aluminum, fetal abortion parts, and all that, but they will also contain infertility agents. Bill Gates is being sued by two countries, India and, another one in Africa, where the doctors there had the vaccines that Bill Gates provided tested, and they found infertility agents in them.
Okay, we're going to stop there. I'll put this up, and you can all watch it, thanks to Charlotte. The two things about Africa, this is important, and I mentioned it several times, so forgive the repetition. the country of Burundi in Africa, the president there a year ago announced that there would be no vaccinations allowed in his country for his people.
He was dead within
a week or two. Dead. The president of Tanzania, he has an advanced degree in microbiology from a very prominent Western university. He's a guy who was very smart. He said, no vaccines in our country. He disappeared, wasn't seen for 2 weeks, and they found him and announced that he had died of a heart attack. That's all we know. They killed him. They kill people all the time. If they get in the way,
Africans,
they won't play ball, they're dead.
As they were able to get away, because we don't care about any other country but ourselves. And this has been going on in Africa for how long? Bill Gates, they hate him over there. They've been killing people. They could get away with it in Africa with these injections, whatever they are. They've been doing it for years. And the Africans have been dying. You know that, don't
you? How did they plant? I put out one of the first books, Charlotte, on HIV/AIDS in 1990.
The same thing there,
How did they do it? They used the smallpox vaccination, and they piggybacked HIV into the vax, and they gave it to right now, 30% of all Africans, sub-Saharan Africans, have AIDS. They're being kept alive with huge amounts of money with these so-called antivirals. It's crap, but they did it to Africa.
Well, see, they use them, and unfortunately, you know, the media has never covered. I don't know why I know, but They have experimented on the blacks here too, right? With many, many things we could go into with a separate interview. But that's exactly where they've and now because it's here, you know, we're so selfish in this country. I'm sorry, excuse me. We don't do anything. We don't get upset until it hits right here. We don't care what goes on. We don't care about the wars that we perpetuate all over the world, killing innocent people and all for the banks, right? But you know what I want to mention, because we're getting to the end? I don't know whether you saw that, but I'm very excited, folks, that the American Deception website that my son put together, it's been down for at least 2 years, I think. Because they were also, it's an old website, it needed a lot of work done, and my son was going through a lot of things that a lot of you know about, and we just weren't able to get it back together again. It is today, it is reborn. Okay? Now, I want to tell your listeners, this is from the gal who did this for me, thank God for her. She says, they're proud to announce that the site American Deception is back online with limited files having been replaced. We are working on restoring the rest. Meanwhile, you can, that means you, the listeners, access the new site on the normal URL, right? And it reads as follows, http://americandeception.com. That's what you should use. Don't use the old plain americandeception.com because that'll come up, but there won't be anything there. It's the URL is http://americandeception.com. I'm thrilled myself. Can you imagine? I mean, I was always going there. It's got every bit of information that one could ever hope to have. You know, some of the leading people on the Masonic history, Masonry, right, have said it's the finest collection in the world at AmericanDeception.com. And, of course, it has a lot of the links are education because Samuel's mother was, you know, gave all the stuff to him to put up.
Uh-huh.
So we really got a huge collection there. And as I said, you know, here we are with COVID, and we have a bit of time sitting around waiting to hear the latest atrocity, and we can't, you know, have our normal lives. So while you have the Internet, while you have it, go to AmericaDeception.com, and it is a treasure trove. I told Jeff, that Sam had an email from a blind woman in Vietnam thanking him for making the audio possible for her, so she could hear it, the different things. Now, what's wrong with our people? How many Americans have been to that website? It takes them a Vietnamese? What? And she takes the time to write him an email and say, God bless you for putting all this out and available for me. Right. So please, folks, it's free, too. It's all free. Don't have to pay for anything on it. Download anything you want.
It's a great resource. The problem is that the average American doesn't want to be or can't be anymore proactive about intellectual growth. They watch and they react.
I'm afraid so.
And and it's Pavlovian, and you know it. You spread the word on that forever ago. We know now that the average American is a reactionary, staring, drooling dope. And that wouldn't
they
wouldn't
can't
choose
read
that necessarily.
That's going to bother them, make them worry. Oh, wait a minute, maybe I should have done something about that, huh? I was middle of that committee, and I didn't think I really had the knowledge. Well, if you don't have the knowledge, go find it.
Don't bother me with the facts. My mind is made up. Leave me alone.
Right.
God. Mm-hmm. This all goes back to Charlotte's work. Dear Charlotte, put the most important book together to show 100 years of the usurpation of the entire education system here, how it was retooled and reformatted to create Pavlovian communist drooling idiots. Not all of you out there, younger people, that some of you younger people listening, you're the only hope this once extraordinary country has. So thank you for being here. And there are some out there. They write occasionally, and they don't have many friends.
Are really
that's
understandable. I don't know how much, you know, because you're right. They've changed the personality of the average American. Our God-given personality, we have free will.
Right.
See? That's the key word right there. There's two words, free will. And most people don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's so true.
Go read C.S. Lewis on free will.
Yeah, so true. All right, my dear, thank you very much for everything. And
Our good friend, the doctor, the surgeon, she's been around
great.
A long time. God bless her.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thanks a lot, everybody,
Sharon.
And God bless you. And please go to Sam's website, because you'll learn a lot.
All right, AmericanDeception.com. Good night. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The one and only Charlotte Iserbeet. All right, hang on. We'll be back.